Well, for the last couple of days, we've had three wards that have been affected. That's Medical 5, Medical 3, and Surgical 2, where we have patients with symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea. Now, some of the patients have actually been formally confirmed by the viral reference lab as having the norovirus. Now, there are other patients with signs and symptoms as well, and we're treating them as similarly suspicious.
And obviously then at this stage you have to restrict visiting. Is it to only these wards or the entire hospital?
No, at this stage, because there are three wards affected, and it's our intention to do all we can to actually limit it and to eradicate it in those three particular wards, for the next 24 hours at the very least, we're going to limit visiting throughout the hospital. In fact, there's no visiting at all throughout the hospital now. What we're doing, though, in exceptional circumstances, for instance, patients that are in ICU or mothers delivering babies in the maternity ward or whatever, that the next of kin only should ring the ward in advance to make arrangements for visiting.
So what other precautions need to be taken as it relates to hand washing and that type of thing, and also as it relates to the ED? Can people still turn up there as
would? People can still turn up as usual with the emergency department. I mean, there are two things, I suppose, Greg. One is that all infection control precautions are being activated within the hospital in relation to the movement of patients from these wards to other wards within the hospital, and also staff moving internally. And all the hand washing and uniform precautions are being enacted to the highest level. The second message, I suppose, that I would like to stress is if there are any people at home with symptoms of vomiting or diarrhea, they should not attend the hospital, not visit the hospital under any circumstances, because that's actually where the virus comes in the first place. It's been brought from the outside into the hospital. And we're also pleading as well for children under 12 years of age not to visit the hospital under any circumstances either.